It was really edifying and, of course, educating to hear the realization of Jnanivas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu. And they speak from realization, which when one speaks from realization, the message has a greater effect. I was thinking, I had one realization yesterday, one realization the day before. That's about all I get a day. Sometimes we think, at least I know I do, you know, how is this movement going to spread? How is Lord Chaitanya's movement going to spread around the world? It seems like Kali Yuga's really, really deep in ignorance and in materialism. Very strong. And it's all-pervading also. How is it possible? If you look at our society in terms of numbers, we don't even represent 1% of the population, practically. But then I was thinking that one person can make a big difference. And Srila Prabhupada said that just one moon is worth a million stars. And he actually said that actually my mission will become successful if I have one pure devotee. Because one pure devotee can practically change the whole world. But although Prabhupada said that, he wanted more than one pure devotee. He wanted everyone to become pure devotee. He wanted everyone to come up to the standard of giving whatever they could in becoming Krishna conscious, and then also making others Krishna conscious. So I was thinking here, we have so many serious, sincere, educated, and spiritually qualified devotees. Each one of these devotees here can practically change the world, make a big difference, a huge difference, in pushing back the effects of Kali and actually spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement. And actually the order's been there, actually. As Lord Chaitanya said, those who were born in the land of Bharatvarsha, referring to India, it's their duty, it's their responsibility to do good for the world. And what is doing good for the world? I think Jnanivas Prabhu really sort of emphasized it right to the point by speaking from both sides, that the negativity or the other aspects of one's lifestyles are really so all-pervading, but yet the world is suffering in ignorance, suffering in illusion, suffering in just in basic mental stability. In fact, it's even getting worse. The highest disease in the world today is not cancer. It's not heart disease, it's not any physical ailment, it's mental disease, depression, anxiety. And by the year 2015, the World Health Organization, which is a huge, huge think tank in America, which is always interested in compiling statistics on various points, have concluded that if it continues in this way, by the year 2015, one-third of the world's population will be suffering from mental illness. And that's... already we have almost 6 billion people in the world. So that is an incalculable number of how many living entities are actually just... even within themselves, what to speak about what's around them, cannot even find any kind of peace or satisfaction. So Lord Chaitanya's mission is big. It's not small. It's not just India or not just certain areas. It's the whole world. Actually, it's the whole universe. And all of you are becoming more and more qualified to, when we say, come up to the standard where you can actually become an instrument for spreading Krishna consciousness to others. And I've been observing, and I've seen even practically speaking within the last 2 years, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is training his devotees in such a way that they're developing exemplary qualities on all levels, not just on service levels, or knowledge, but in character, in shastric knowledge, and also in the desire to reach out to others. And we've seen in the last few years Govinda Prabhu and Gauranga Prabhu and Radha Gopinath Prabhu. Who else? Rajahari, he's also. And Gaur Gopal. They all went to Western countries. And I was able to see, actually experience a little bit of the effects of their preaching. And believe me, they had some tremendous effects in Bhaktivedanta Manor in London. They have established a brahmachari ashram with serious brahmacharis who now want to be like the devotees in Radha Gopinath. Yeah. I was just there about 2 weeks ago, and they were explaining what are the programs they're doing. They're actually having brahmachari retreats. They're actually coming together for classes during today and learning what it means to practice brahmacharya in a very real way. And this is because of two devotees who came from Chaupati who planted that very strong seed. Also in New Vrindavan, they planted a seed there amongst some brahmacharis also. So this is an indication what one or two qualified people can do in a very, when we say, powerful way. So this is really the hope for the world. As each of you become more and more, when we say, serious in your practice of Krishna consciousness and become more qualified, you can make a big difference. And it's to your glory, and it's to the glory of, when we say, Lord Chaitanya's mission. Because the world is suffering from many things, but one of the things that they're lacking the most is knowledge. The greatest disease, really, is ignorance. Or ignorance of one's position, ignorance of the position of the Supreme Lord, and our relationship between the Lord and the living entity. This knowledge is precious. This knowledge can change the world. And this knowledge is powerful. It's powerful because it cannot be destroyed by anything material. You know, sometimes we feel sometimes overwhelmed by the demoniac society. But still, it's only a show. It has no substance to it. It's just a big, big, big illusion. I was just recently in Denver, Colorado, which is one of the cities in America. Perhaps you don't know too much about this city, but it's situated in the Midwest of America. And it was winter time. And I was there for a few days, and I was scheduled to leave at a certain day. But about a day before I was scheduled to fly to another city, a huge, giant snowstorm came. Huge snowstorm, 2-3 feet of snow, maybe even higher in certain areas. The whole city shut down. The whole city. Cars couldn't move, businesses closed, schools closed, airports closed. Place was on an emergency. And just a little bit of, you know, white powder coming from the sky. The whole city is shut down. So this big, huge arrangement that Maya has made, Krishna just changes the pattern a little bit and everything slaps, right? what is the power of this Western civilization? It's all a big illusion. But people are locked into it. And it was amazing. You know, they closed the airport for 3 days. 2,000 flights were canceled just by one airline within 1 day. Everybody was in anxiety. This is what the facade of this. Krishna just makes a little change in the environment, everything's finished. So we have nothing to fear, and we have nothing to lose either. We simply become Krishna conscious and give this Krishna consciousness to others. And that is the glory of India. Srila Prabhupada said, actually, India means to do good for the world. Those who are born in this land, he said, we are paropaka. He used the word paropaka. Paropaka means India is meant to do good for others. And doing good for others is not simply exporting engineers to America to become software experts in some big corporation so you can make some money and further the American illusion. That's not doing good for the world. Education, material education, I'm not using that as a, you know, I'm not going to say it's wrong, but it's not the principle of success in life. The principle of success is dharma vidya, knowledge of truth, or what we say, Krishna consciousness. So if you go to the West to become software engineers, when you get there, take up Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's a good way to get in there, anyway. They won't let you in if you can't. You come on a transcendental visa in order to spread Lord Chaitanya's movement in the Western countries. So you could go there on a work visa, but then when you get there, and just take up Krishna consciousness. And I'm actually seeing that also. Many of you, your countrymen who have come from here to the West, have taken up Krishna consciousness there and are making a big difference. Not only in their own lives, but in others. Because they have something to offer. So please take this very seriously. Become Krishna conscious and give Krishna consciousness to others. As Janani Vasprabhu so nicely said, the essence of that Krishna consciousness is just spread the chanting of the holy names. Because this is the essence of all religious principles. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains that out of all the scriptural referent evidences, the chanting of the holy name remains the foremost of all. Even Yamaraj, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, he was explaining to his followers that devotional service is the highest activity for the human society, and the chanting of the holy name is the essence of that devotional service. So it's the essence of the essence. And Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has given his, what we say, stamp of power, approval, empowerment on the chanting of the holy name. So if you can simply, you might think, well, I don't have a lot of spiritual education, I don't know so much Shastra. That's all right. Just spread the holy name. Lord Chaitanya said, whoever you meet, just tell them about Krishna, tell them about chanting the holy name. If they take up chanting of the holy name, their life has become successful, their spiritual life has begun. So we have a lot to offer to the world. And I'm really inspired by this, we say, gathering of serious devotees here, because if each one of you here, and that's not, I'm not just saying the men, but the women also, become very Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious, we can take this and we can change this entire world and fulfill Lord Chaitanya's mission. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.